Yep. Okay. So we'll start off with a quick overview of the minutes. I think to sum up the last meeting would be to say the requirements that we've set out. Those are, we were going to go for what seemed to be a fairly minimal design based on a small joystick, LCD and a couple of other buttons for navigation and power beam, I suppose, one of the main single purpose buttons. We were also going to use the novelty of being able to locate the remote control again via a small transmitter or whatnot, to try and separate us. And also, because of the minimal design, looks like we'll be able to be fairly adventurous in the actual physical shape of our remote control, if any luck. Pretty much sums up the last one. So we'll just crack on. I'd like to maybe start with the industrial designer, if it's possible. This meeting is the conceptual design phase, and is is to cover things like what parts might be made of, can we outsource these from elsewhere, or we have to construct the items ourselves.
I have a presentation here. I just saved it in the.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll just I'll load it up then. Which one? Interface concept?
No, that's me.
That's you. We've got trend watching, that's you.
Components design?
Components design. Okay.
Alright. So, the case, well, that's what I wrote. First of all, it could be plastic, hard plastic. But later on, we found out that it can be rubber as well, or titanium, or even wood. So, just I think it's going to be probably plastic. We need the infrared transmitter, get that off the shaft. Joystick will probably, if we're going to use it, could be plastic or rubber even as well. If you go on to the next slide, if you go on to findings, it's like two or three slides down. Right, so this is what I found you can use. Three different types of batteries can either use a hand dynamo, or the kinetic type ones, you know, that they use in watches, or else a solar powered one.
The kinetic one,
of course,
because that's the one where like the movement.
Yeah.
It. The battery for a watch would require a lot of power. Would be my one query. Is the kinetic one going to be able to supply enough power?
Well, then a watch moves around a great deal more.
Yeah, I don't think it would. And solar cells, I don't know about that.
In the inside.
Should probably just use conventional batteries. Just like in usual remote controls.
Which is cool as well, would allow us to go off the shelf again, I'd say.
Yeah. These are three different types of shapes you can have. One is a flat one, and then more original ones are single curved one or one with a double curved. The materials are there, as you can see, but you can't have a titanium one for a double curved.
Titanium, they're really strong metal.
Yeah.
Is it
and
also expensive?
I think so as well. They make metal bikes in that. So it's really lovely for that.
Curious, I don't know if you'd be able to off the top of your head or not, the single curved and double curved. Would you be able to give an example? Could you maybe draw something? It doesn't have to be perfect, it's just because I'm not quite sure if I understand the difference between the two.
curved. Well, I was thinking to sit in your the palm of your hand, maybe like this, with the joint pad here, joystick here, and maybe an OK button around here, so that the thumb can use it quite easily. My thumb is actually double curved. It probably means this is probably double curved, whereas a single curved would be like that, I guess.
So it might literally just be
two curves, is it?
Okay.
Yeah, like that. Whereas this is two curves. So I guess that's what they mean by double curve. Which else, it looks better than a single curve, but you can't have it in titanium, which is a nice material. And for the buttons, you can have the scroll wheel, which they use in mouses or PCs, but it requires a more expensive chip to use, and if you want to use an LCD, it's going to be more expensive. So, just decide, just trade offs there. If you want the buttons to be, if you have a double curve control and it's rubber, then you have to use rubber buttons as well. But I reckon you're going to have a number keypad anyway, for the amount of channels these days. You wouldn't want to just have to scroll through all the channels to get the one you want from the edge, just a number of it, if you know it. So, I reckon you're going to have a number keypad anyway. Do you think?
Okay. Definitely something we can talk about. So you've got a little bit about the chip that we might require as well.
Yeah. So, that's where I'm going to spend the money if you want to have fancy LCD.
Do you have any idea so far, when we're saying that we need an advanced chip for an LCD, does that should it cost something like a drastic amount, or
an advanced chip for the LCD? Is that the
well, I think compared
yeah.
to say this pressing of buttons.
Advanced, like
if you press a button, it sends a certain transmission through the infrared, whereas if we're controlling the LCD, we definitely require a much more powerful chip.
Okay.
Just compared to the chip you would use for pushing buttons, I think, to see
okay.
the point we made, if I've not overstepped.
Yeah.
Okay, should I go on or go back?
If we only have £12, 50. 12 euros, not even 12 pounds. 12 euros was that like £8 or something like that?
Well, we'd also be relying on the bulk buying and producing and such.
Okay, that's
I assume we have to look into the cost of those. So, sorry.
The previous slides just explain what's in the internal components of the remote control. If you go to them before that, so it just says what it does. Translate the key press into an infrared signal, and this is received by the TV. The chip just needs to detect the signal, or detect the key press, and then it'll send it to the amplifier.
Okay.
And then the next slide just shows how the copper wires interact with the buttons, to get sent to the chip. So that's just how the control works this way. We have to decide on what buttons we're going to use. So
okay. Usual section first. So in the information that you've been supplied, how feasible would you say the idea of using an LCD looks?
I think we can do it if we use conventional batteries and not have solar cells or kinetic. and then maybe use a single curved case, because you might need it to be curved for the thumb to use the joystick easily. And then you need the advanced chip, obviously, for the SD.
I mean, that sounds like quite a good requirement to me. Dimensional data would seem to make sense. I'm not sure if there's any cost differences between single and double curved, and I don't know about anybody else, but plastic or rubber as a traditional floor application would seem to be a good way forward.
I'm going to be bold and go straight for rubber, for reasons I'll go into.
I also have a preference for rubber.
Okay, well,
based on our reasons.
Yeah, well, will we move on to user interface and.
Yep, okay.
Sorry, as long as we.
Yep,
yep. Okay. Interface concept.
Yep. I'm going to have to work between the slides and the. From the whiteboard, because I have. Some fairly concrete things. I was given an HTML file giving various ideas from other previous remote control designs, and pretty much decided to dump them all. I wasn't very impressed by them, and it seemed to me that nothing I saw seemed to meet the sort of design specifications that we're going for today. So rather than looking at other remotes, it would be better to simply look at the human hand and try and figure out a way of laying out the elements we've already decided on, so that the finger is each finger or thumb is wherever it needs to be already. Next slide, if you please. And what we basically decided on was the joystick. Two function buttons and the LCD to keep it paired down to the absolute minimum. I don't actually think we need the numeric keypad, because one of the menus that we could have available via the LCD is one where you scroll through channels. So if there's something, and bear in mind, since this isn't meant to work for for digital or cable or whatever, you're basically looking at four or five terrestrial channels, and then the channel for your VCR and or DVD player and or set-top box. So it's not I'm not really excessively concerned about that. We have two modes: basic mode, where the joysticks. Left right for channels up down for volume, menu mode for further functions. The reason I was particularly interested in using rubber for this is if we're going to have a highly ergonomic design, it needs to be ergonomic for left or right-handed people.
Can I just jump in slightly there? That would suggest that double curve design is probably going to be most appropriate then.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
What is going to be having, I would say the whole thing articulated at two points, so that if you're handing it from a left or right hand, you can adjust it so that the LCD and the joystick would be in the right place. And also, this is a rather nice sort of design gimmick. The whole thing it should have sort of organic feel to it. It should be soft to touch and can be moved around. Nice. Onto the next slide.
Just to let you know, we'll probably be quite tight for time as well.
Okay.
Because I think you've probably got a lot you'd like to say, I guess.
Yeah. Basically, assuming the hand, the hand you have at sort of this position, holding the remote, the joystick unit should rest over the joint of the forefinger, so it's directly against the thumb, and it would need to, there would need to be a, would need to be articulated just below that so that it could be switched around for left or right handed users. So we then have a grip section that can be more or less the same irrespective of handedness. You just have big, two big buttons that cover most of the area of the circuit. In the upper part, one for the forefinger, one for the middle finger.
Is this the joystick?
This part here is the joystick. This would be the actual grip. Probably where you don't have the battery as well.
Okay.
That would be probably the bulkiest part. And you then have at the bottom the LCD, and this would need to be articulated as well. And basically, I want it to rest here, right at the base of the wrist. So it would fit nicely in the hand, and again, this part could be rotated so it can. So that it could be adjusted to either left or right handed user. So the top function button in basic mode would be the off switch. And menu mode would be the enter button, and then the bottom function button switches between modes. Now, programming it, actually, this is one thing I found with the replacement remote control. Programming them can be a right pain. So I thought the simplest way that would be to have a cable to connect to the computer, fairly simple software on the computer, just so that you, on your computer, just so that you could. Program it in a rather more comfortable interface, and you could download programs for it from TVs from all sort of main manufacturers. Though it would be necessary to have a mode for programming it without the computer, just in case there are still people left out there who don't have them yet.
Okay.
That's my idea. Okay.
So, together my research. Basic methods. We compared whether people want the remote control to do a lot of stuff, or they want it to look cool. And then we research our fashion trends in Europe. What's the new black? We found an order of importance. People want the remote control to look cool more than they want it to be cool. I think they want it to do a lot of good. They want it to look like it does a lot. And if it does do a lot, that's a bonus, but they don't care so much, you know. They want it to be, that sounds a bit like a contradiction. Technologically innovative. People want it to be that, but still, they care more about the way it looks than what it does. So like the interface is really important. And easily used. It just so happens that from the second point to the third point, is twice as important. I mean, the second point is twice as important as the third point. People want it. It has to be cooler than easy to use. You know, if it has the newest features, even if it's difficult to use, they prefer it to have the newest features. And if it's easy to use, that's a bonus. The fashion, now this is, seems a bit odd to me, but fruit and veg is the new black for furniture, for clothes, for shoes. How that relates to remote control, I don't know. But I see, I'll come on to that in the next slide. Spongy, I've been saying everything is the new black, but sponge is the new black as well. So we have the choice between rubber and plastic. Each is a type of rubber that you can squeeze you know, it's spongy, then
I forgot to mention that the rubber material is that stress ball material,
okay,
not just normal rubber.
Okay, so it's kind of spongy material. So,
okay.
So my personal opinion, we want some advanced and technologically innovative, obviously, but what we need is something that looks like it's from the future, that looks cool, that's different, you know, that's, everyone has a white remote control, a black remote control, it needs to be cool. Like, titanium is cool, but it's expensive, and maybe it's a bit of overkill for a remote control. Now the fruit and veg options, either we go in that direction or we stay totally away from it. Yeah. I mean, the research did come up with fruit and veg, so maybe it is important. Is the up to the interface stuff. So if we stay away from it, you know, stay away from it. But if we're gonna go along with it, then it doesn't necessarily have to be like an apple or something like that, or a kiwi fruit. It could be something like, I say potato peel, but I'm sure you guys have a much cooler idea than I do. So I think cool is the key. A few questions about a spongy remote control. I've never seen one before. I've seen plastic remote controls. I think maybe they were, I don't know, back in the day when they first came up with remote controls, they had a reason for it being sturdy, you know, for being strong and sturdy. So if we want something strong and sturdy, I say stay with plastic or titanium. But if we go with spongy, we can stress that you can drop this as many times as you want. It doesn't matter, spongy material is not going to break, you know. I just don't know how the LED and the lights are going to fit into a spongy material, because it's not going to be completely squeezable. So how do things fit in? And if we are going to use spongy, we can say it's long-lasting, you know, it's damage-resistant and stuff like that. So just to summarize, people want stuff that's cool, that looks like it's cool. And if it is cool, then that's a bonus, but it doesn't have to be. People like fruit and veg, we can either go down that alley or stay totally away from it. People like spongy material, if we're going to use spongy material, we have to think of how practical it is and how we can further promote that idea. And also, this was this year, so things change all the time, every year. You know, they always talk about this year, this is the new black. Well, next year, something else is going to be the new black, and mixed up with last year's fruit and veg.
Well, I would say the most you could probably hope for is gaining a year's leave in most people anyway. You always have to run out new designs, so if we can get next year, then that's possibly a good place to start anyway. Seems like a lot of the components could be off the shelf, so I don't know exactly what cost would be incurred. I can see your point about the numbered keypad, but I would say that we could probably incorporate it into the menu system if you need to do traversal of a large number of channels. My feeling would be that even if at a later date this was to be taking control of set-top boxes as well, having the use of the LCD and the joystick would probably allow you to manipulate enough channel numbers for you to be...
If you've got a lot of channels, the numbered keypad can be quite annoying as well, because it's, you know, if you're trying to remember what numbers the discovery channel
does. That's a good point. You can incorporate
if you have
names into
but if you have a but if you have a menu structure, then you can subgroup them.
Okay.
So
news, music. What do you do on that? It's got a digital kind
yeah.
Of.
So what it looks like to me is we'll use a large number of standard components. Say something like lithium-ion battery, the kind that you find in most small handheld devices now. Looks like we're going for a double curve design. I don't know what cost implications there are in that. Looks like we're pretty much decided on some kind of flexible rubber. Though I'd have to say, depending on how flexible it is, we might need to have some kind of inner frame.
Yeah. I would say definitely. I mean the idea of having it sort of articulated, there would be basically two points of articulation.
one below and one above the masonry grid.
Do you think there's any way we could maybe remove the articulation? I can see why it looks appealing, but it could be a weak point in the structure, do you think? That would be a worry of mine.
If you're going to fruit and veg, then it looks like a banana.
I don't think it would be a structural weakness. I mean, if you have a firm substructure, you can then incorporate articulation into that. If you then have a sort of outer skin of flexible, spongy rubber, then you have something that is very much organic. And I think it would look rather cool. My drawing there doesn't do it justice. It makes it. Makes it look a little bit more like a vibration than a remote control, but
yeah, we won't have that functionality. one interesting point is, I don't know how serious you were about, but if we take some of the ideas of a banana, why don't we make this damn thing yellow to incorporate the colour of the logo?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. It's certainly a different colour from your average.
Make it harder to lose as well.
Yeah. Was there anything in your research?
The noise for when you lose the banana. For when you lose the remote control. It could be like a monkey noise or something like that, rather than a standard beep. You lose the monkey, the banana. You lose the monkey. You lose the banana, you press a button, and you hear like a monkey screams or something like that to direct you towards the banana.
I think that's something that could perhaps be programmable. They'll maybe have monkeys to fuck.
Sure. I was going to talk about the programmable remote control. Now, I think it'd be cool if you had one remote control that can work with all TVs. You click a button and it finds the frequency that works with your particular television.
Mm-hmm.
But why you need to program it? Like, as a standard feature, I don't know.
Well, basically the... each manufacturer will have a particular command set that the TV responds to. It's not simply a matter of frequency. So usually what's done is you have a big booklet full of different you'll have all of them sort of programmed in to the remote, and you'll have this little booklet of codes.
Mm-hmm.
You then find your find your manufacturer and try the different codes that come under that manufacturer's name until you find the right one.
That's because televisions, they don't give the remote control any type of feedback when you send it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So that's quite annoying, and we probably would still have to do that. But if we had some sort of hookup to your computer as an option, then if you've got a computer, you can avoid that. Rather irritating thing.
An interesting point is that if the person doesn't have the computer, we can still make the process easier, because instead of having to look up codes, maybe we can have it that one of the options they have is that they look up the name of a company on the LCD and then maybe look up different names of different actual units that have been produced. Or we have the remote control just go through them until it's like, does this do the correct function and such.
Is it actually a book of names to digits, or is it like a few pages?
Booklet. Some pages.
I'm just thinking, if you were to store this information, some type of mapping, this person probably need to use this feature like once, when they first buy the remote control, or whenever they buy a new television. So once
it doesn't have to be used very often, that's right.
But it's a nuisance. And it's a nuisance very close to actually purchasing it, so it's something that you're likely to be thinking about. If there's one in the shop that says it can avoid much of that nuisance, you might be favourably inclined towards it.
Okay, so it's just to give us a rough idea of what we're meant to do for the next stage. I'm pretty sure that you got that anyway. This is a conceptual one. I think we've covered everything we need to here. I think we've decided on standard items for most of them, rubber and such. So we're now looking at the detailed design and what we need to be doing for the next meeting. So for example, to start a talk, you've got yourself and the industrial and designer going to be working quite closely at this stage, because it'll be hard not to, obviously. Looking for prototyping of some of this description using clay. I suppose you'll be told a lot more about that as progress. User interface design. They're kind of, it looks like they're, the idea pushed forward so far is maybe more of a physical one there, whereas possibly be more interested in maybe how the LCD is going to incorporate, do you think? Or do you foresee that most of the design decisions still need to be based on physical layout?
I think other than getting a sort of more aesthetically pleasing form for it, most of the sort of layout design decisions are made, I would say. But then again, the menu structure, to a considerable extent, that's going to vary according to the model of television and also any customizations that the user might wish to incorporate. So, and one of the nice things about having an LCD and a menu structure is that there is that flexibility to it.
That's very true. Got product evaluation as well.
Yes, yeah. Some of these things kind of logically follow the others. How can product evaluation, doesn't that come after actually seeing a project itself?
I think it would be, it'd be more a case of how do you envisage us performing the product evaluation once we have a model to test with.
Oh, that's the, okay, sure.
So it'd be a case of, do you think that just bringing users in to have them test it out, maybe putting a certain number of products into the field in certain places,
mm-hmm.
which I suppose is quite similar, or just kind of hitting the streets and, you know, saying, this is a new more control, what do you think of the look of it?
Okay, sure.
At
this stage, we still have no target audience? Or?
I think the target audience is pretty much anybody under the age of, say, maybe 60 or something ludicrous.
Okay.
And the reason I'm saying that is that we're just looking at a replacement remote control, something that's stylish. So maybe you're even just, maybe you're narrowing down your target audience simply by saying, if they're buying it that often, or they're maybe looking to replace something, then they've got a bit of free cash, so that puts them potentially in the younger age bracket,
mm-hmm.
maybe even single, just for the reasons of excess cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Although, of course, I mean, at 25 euros, I don't think we're looking at charging the year for the device,
yeah.
as well as the normal bracket. Your idea of the USB, I think, would largely depend on the cost. USB is definitely one of the cheapest interfaces out there, but it might push the cost of the overall unit up, because we require not just the connection, but the chip for communicating with the rest of the system. That one might have to be based on
the USB for which?
The remote control. The idea was that maybe you could connect up for allowing a software interface in the PC for a larger programming, due to the fact that we've gone for such a nice, easy, minimal design normally.
We could definitely talk in some type of...
But didn't they just say it's just for TV?
It's just for TV, but for
different
programming it to use your TV, you might hook it up to the PC. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking maybe that the additional cost of the USB might be prohibitive.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know unless it would make sense to.
But you're going to need some type of flash memory or something. Well, something that doesn't. You wouldn't have to redo your whole thing once the batteries are changed.
Yeah. The thing. I mean, it would need to have. It would need to have some sort of onboard memory.
Yeah.
Anyway. For one thing, because I do think that the menu system should be, although, you know, it's not going to be terribly complicated, it's just controlling one device, the menu system ought to be customizable, and
different languages and different schemes and stuff like that.
Well,
How you want, say, the menu structure for flicking through channels, if you've got lots of channels.
Sure. If it was customizable as in different languages and stuff, that does open. It is supposed to be international, right? So
it would make sense to.
It would make sense.
I would say it is. I'm very careful about the time as well.
Okay.
We've already had 5 minute warning, so I would say yeah. International would make sense. You're going to look at product evaluation. I better start writing a LWOC. You're going to look a bit more at the kind of the physical makeup. Looks like we're going to need a new kind of prototyping play. We'll see how that goes.
We're going to be supplied with the clay. Where is the clay?
So, I think we've got an idea of where we need to go for the next meeting, would you say?
Yeah.
Or is there a guy with the fashion thing, like
the food and beverage,
which is on spongy over there?
Yeah, I would say that would be my.
I think I'd large that. Actually, I steer clear of the whole sort of fruit and veg thing. but the spongy idea, I like it a lot.
You seem to have quite a general consensus that the idea of the rubber could be quite.
Yeah.
I do measure about having sort of bright yellow and it's kind of good. Although maybe we could have options for colours as well.
Okay.
And again, it has the advantage of being harder to lose.
Sure. I mean, we are trying to promote a remote control, but we want to keep the company brand as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we always need to remember it somewhere we're meant to be getting the slogan on. Possibly, I'm not sure, but I'm seeing a little bit of space around maybe the joystick area, which can be used.
Yeah. I said before, I think we should have the RR on the top function bar.
Okay, and I think that says it all, really.
I think so too.
Right, see everybody in a half hour.